Here's a thought about the Great Divide. Like many of you, I suspect, my photography career has this divide in it, which I didn't create on purpose. I wasn't even aware of it until a number of years ago. I spent 30 years of my photographic life as an analog photographer shooting film, dedicated to the darkroom and all the things that I could do with gelatin silver prints and chemistry. And then I got introduced to digital photography, and it wasn't too long after that, 3 or 4 years, something like that, I decided I was done with the darkroom, and I divested myself of all of my equipment and focused entirely on digital photography. The problem is that created a great divide, because my technology changed, but my aesthetics did not. My style, my interests, my motivation to photograph certain subjects didn't change. So I have some images that are on film and some images that are digital. But the digital ones are so readily accessible in Lightroom. The ones on film are sort of locked away, and it requires much greater sense of discipline to see what's there, to explore them, to scan those negatives and then import them into Lightroom and treat them as digital images from that point forward. But scanning all those 30 years worth of negatives is an oppressive task. I'm not sure I could ever scan all of them. So what do I do? Well, I try as best I can to remember those images, to review the contact sheets from time to time, and if there's an image that I think I can use, I'll scan it. But what an exception it is for me to dig back in those earlier analog archives as compared to so easily looking at virtually every exposure I've ever made digitally. I wish there wasn't that kind of divide. Actually, what I wish is I could wave a magic wand and have someone scan all of my negatives, but that's not going to happen. So the divide exists, and I guess knowing that the divide exists gives me my first bit of strategy for dealing with it, and that is to remember that the divide exists and to have the discipline to go back and re-examine those analog negatives for images that are there that I should be using, because there's some great stuff back there that is, if I don't take the time and energy to go look for it, essentially invisible. And that would be a shame.